Australia's Mark Hunter is with us to preview this nine-race program. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Nadia. Very well, thanks.
What races can we make some money out of today?
Hopefully we'll get money out of race 5, race 9, and maybe race 1.
Okay, well, let's have a look at race 1. This is a 3-year-old maiden, 1,400 the trip. Runners 1, 5, 7, 10 and 12 all come out. Now we've got number 2, Boss Tweed at 9.50, Count Inyo at 5.50. It's a first starter. Then you're down to 6, Missile Man, who's had the one run at 9. Prince of Iran at 6, Retorno at $4, Tbilisi at $3.60.
Yeah, look, I'm not raving about these favourites, Nadia. This is my roughie for the day here, number 2, Boss Tweed. It kicked off its career on a heavy track at racing.com park and ran well in what's a pretty good form race for a race like this. It then went for a break. It came back on dry ground at Bendigo in a pretty good maiden, and it wasn't hopeless. It was making quite nice ground late. It jumps to 1,400 metres. It gets back onto soft ground. It'll be fitter for that run, and I think it's got a good little each-way chance at odds to beat number 3, Catino. Had a couple of trials on the wet ground. It looked like it was going to run on, wasn't really knocked about. Looks like a strong one pace of the stables in terrific form. I thought number 4, first three legs, had a little rough hope. It's kicked off its career in a good form race and ran okay. And 6, Missile Man, another one coming out of a good form race, was making ground okay late. Bit of value here, 2, 3, 4 and 6.
2, 3, 4 and 6. Just having a look at the price currently, $9.50 now with tab.com.au. And it has been backed in. Look, before scratchings, well, the opening price today was around $15-odd. So there already has been a good push. We go to race 2. This is a maiden 1,400. You can take out runners 5, 10, 13 and 14. Number 1, Captain Argento is at $7. You've got Cobber, who heads over the border at 4. 3.10 for Red Shoes, and then you're looking at Pentian, who is the favourite at $2.80.
Yeah, I don't know number 1, Captain Argento, for the Galagotis. It's in the market there and has been some support for it this morning. So I've left it out the tips, but I haven't seen it. I think Darren Weir's got the key to the race, so I'll go with number 12, Pentian. It's made its debut behind High Arm, which has worked out to be terrific form. It's stuck on really well. It's got D lane to ride. It'll be fitter for that run. Beat stablemate number 8, Red Shoes, who's had 4 goes, got some good wet track form, a scratch from a wide gate recently for this. I think it's the big danger, not much between them. I think they're well clear. Number 2, Cobber. It'll get a good run. I'm not sure it's going to be very strong at 1,400 metres. It's got some chance. And 9, Toffiato, another one that I just think will struggle with a trip. It's consistent, just worried about the last 100 metres. I think the top is a query, but Darren Weir's got the key. 12, 8, then 2 and 9.
So 12 and 8 clearly, 2 and 9, but obviously number 1, Captain Argento, a big query, a first starter who is in the market. We go to race 3 now. This is a maiden over 1,200 metres. You can take out runners 5, 9 and also the 19. We've got number 1, Ambitious X at $10. Then you're down to the 12, Bernardini Bay at 9. Blue Narca is at $6. I Have Arrived, the 14, is the current favourite, a first starter here at $4.40. And then you've got another debutante in number 15, Med Galata, who's at $4.60. And other main ones in the market.
Yeah, tough little race to work out. I did think the trialer here, number 14, I have arrived, has shown enough to run very well. It's had a couple of trials there at Caulfield. First trial, back in the pack, there was a tearaway leader. It got held up. And you didn't see a lot of it. The leader was that far in front, but it looked to be finishing off quite okay. Next jump out, showed speed, gave it a shake-up, it responded. I think with Callow riding here, it can stride forward, be somewhere up near the front out of trouble, and it looks like it'll be very strong at 1,200 and hard to beat. Danger might be number 13, Blanaka, who hasn't shown a lot in a couple of race appearances, went for a spell, it's come back, trialled against Henry Dwyer's mare, Leoti, at Ballarat. Trialled quite well, looks to have come back better. A 15, Med Galita. It trialled recently at Burrumbeat, was under the whip, it ran on okay. And 16, Jete, who has shown race ability, drawn down near the fence, might be some query with Sam's track walk, but has got some chance in an open race. 14, the one to beat, 14, 13, 15 and 16.
14, 15...
14, 13, 15 and 16.
14, 13, 15 and 16. Big numbers. Race number 3. We go to race 4. This is a fillies and mares benchmark 70 over 1,200. You've got a short price favourite here. You can take out runners 1 and 6. The 2, Divine Quality, who's set to resume, is at $1.30. And then you've got the 2 down the bottom, single figures in 7, Blythe Bell at $7.50 and the 8, Hurry at $6.50.
Yeah, I think all you're worried about here is the soft track with number two, Divine Quality. She looks clearly the best mare in the race. She had terrific form last time in. A ripper win in town, ran well last time for third. Comes back from a spell, short odds. As I say, I don't know it in the soft. If it handles that, it should be too good to beat number seven, Blythe Bell. Big finish last time to win. It's going well, this horse. It'll run on again. Eight hurry. It'll push forward, look for a spot up near the front and give you a sight. Should be fitter for that first up run. And number five, Rainfast, who's had a terrific campaign. Had a long campaign, but a good one. Bit below par last time. Can improve and get into a place. Two, seven, eight, and five.
Well, we head over to race number five. This is the running of the Hotham, the Rich Maiden race over 1,200. And here you can take out 11, 14, 15, and 16. We've got number one, Belle Whist at five, $7.50 for Lecter, $5 Sergeant Sam. The Black Isle is at $5.50. Woohoo at $4.80.
Yeah, look, 12 runners, and to be fair, eight of them are really going to struggle to ever win a race. I think this isn't a bad betting race here. I think number one, Belle Whist, is a terrific each-way bet. I think it's got probably the best form in the race. It's got Dean Yendall. It's drawn out where it will have galloping room. It'll stride forward somewhere near the top. I think it's better suited 1,200 metres, and at the $5 each way, look, it's going to have some very ordinary ones chasing it. It'll give you a great sight and got a terrific each-way chance to beat number seven, the Black Isle. It's got a hope. It will need every single bit of 1,200 metres. It'll be back. It'll be running on. I just wonder if it's too short for it. Number 12, Woohoo. I think it's going to struggle at the trip. It's got some hope at the last 100, the query. And after that, I really struggled to find another one. Maybe number 13, Brother Adam, drawn inside, might poke through for a place. I do think one will run well here. Gets a chance for a good payday. 1, 7, 12, and 13.
1, 7, 12, and 13. We now look at the quaddy legs, race six being the first of those over the mile. Take out runners 9 and 10. We've got number two, Mandalay Bay at 270. Artie's Dream Winner at 290. Benny Goes Berserk is a $6 chance. Last week is at 8.
Good race. I'm going with number five, Artie's Dream Winner, who is in terrific form for Dan O'Sullivan. It's on its home track. Was aided by the bias last time. It led, got an easy run on a track you couldn't make ground. It just dictated and kicked away and was too good. It's got a bit of pressure from those bottom two here. I think if it goes forward, gets a nice enough run, which it is a little unknown at the mile, so it has to run that trip. As long as it doesn't do too much work, it's the one they have to run down. Two, Mandalay Bay, has come back from a spell in good form. No worries with the mile, no worries with the soft track. It's a big danger. Six, Benny Goes Berserk. Just struggling to win, Benny Goes Berserk, but he's going okay. He's got a hope. And eight last week, it's dead set ready to win. It chased home a very nice horse last time. It's fitter for two back, and I think it's the other good chance in the race. 5, 2, 6, and 8.
5, 2, 6, and 8 in race six. Race seven, class one, 1,400. Take out runners 6, 7, and 8. We've got number one, Barry the Baptist at 270. Gun Island at 290. Renee's at 650. Nine Clouds at $4.60.
It looks a clash between the top two here. There's not much depth in this race, so I think number one, Barry the Baptist, is the way to go. He was solid first up. He's handled the soft ground. He'll be fitter. He's no worries at the 1,400 metres. He draws for a lovely run, and he's the horse with the most improvement, and he really should win. Two, Gun Island, has been a bit disappointing. It was a bit average last time, but it's got Zara on board. You know it's going to be well ridden. It'll be running on strongly. Four, San Gregorio, a distant third pick. It'll go forward, look for the front. It's in good form. And three, Renee, who won a pretty average race two starts ago, was ordinary last time. Just getting back onto soft ground might improve. I think one's the one to beat clearly. Two, the danger. I'll go 1, 2, 4, and 3.
1, 2, 4, 3. The eighth event is over 2,000, and here you can take out runners 7 and 11. We've got number 2, Euban Thunderstruck at 340. 5, Crafty Devil at 6. Then you're down to the 12, Adato, who's at $5.50.
I think 2, Euban Thunderstruck, has to be the one to beat. Two starts ago, it gave Crocodile Rock a start and ran it down, then had a month between runs, went to Mornington the other day. Battled on well just behind them. Should be fitter for that run. Soft ground, no worries. Got the claim for Ethan Brown, who's going terrific. And it's on its home track. It's top pick. To beat number 10, Reticent, has to run a strong 2,000 metres, but getting back onto softer ground from a good draw has got a chance. 1, Clairvo, hasn't had much go right. Gets back onto softer track here, can improve. And 12, Adato, fitter for two back. Was in that tearaway race last time. Ran on OK. Should be ready to fire. 2, 1 to beat, 2, 10, 1 and 12.
So 2, 10, 1 and 12 race 8. And then we go over to race number 9. Here you can take out runners 1, 2, 8, 10 and also number 14. We've got number 3, he's a moral at 3.20. We're down to number 5, Fast Lane to Heaven at 4.40. 7-4 Reward with Return. Twisting Typhoon at $9. We're down to Monojet at $5.50. Above that, the 11 Lucky Bow is priced at $9.
Yeah, not many chances here for Mynardi. I think number 5, Fast Lane to Heaven, is the one to beat. It does come into gate 1, and that may be some concern by race 9, but I think a little freshen up, 1,200 metres is ideal, soft track's ideal. If it has any luck at all from gate 1, then it's an each-way special. To beat number 3, he's a moral, who ran well last time, just got too far back, charged home, it's the danger. I thought the only other winning chance was number 4, Machino, coming off an OK trial at Caulfield, will run well fresh. And a little roughy here, number 9, Speed Hump, who has its first start for the new stable. I thought its recent trial, although it finished back in the pack, wasn't hopeless, and it just might be drawn the right spot by now to run on. 5, 3, 4 and 9.
So we go 5, 3, 4 and 9 in the last. Okay, Mark, your best, your roughy, I think, is going to be your tip in race 1 and your quaddy and player of the day.
Yes, indeed. My best is, I'm going to go in the Hotham here. I'll go race 5, number 1, Bellwist is my best. My roughy, race 1, number 2, Boss Tweed. My quaddy will cost you $120 for 50 cents. We'll go first leg 1, 2, 5, 6 and 8 into 1 and 2. Into 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 8, 10 and 12. And we'll come home with 3, 4 and 5. And my play of the day is a daily double. I'll go 1 and 2 into 3, 4 and 5.
Brilliant, Mark. All the best of luck. Let's hope it's a winning day on the punt.
Thanks, Nadia.
There's Mark Hunter with his preview of the meeting today from Ballarat. Be a good meeting with, of course, the running of the Hotham. It's now.